Okay, this year's sponsor is Refuah Shleima for Ben Sion Reuven Ben Shendel. Okay. First of all, I would like to present the following disclaimer. The goal of the shiur is to learn through the Shulchan Aruch, and for the most part, present the mainstream practical halacha, and hopefully point out when the Shulchan Aruch is not the accepted halacha. But there are many laws that are going to require you to ask your personal rav, and for you to learn the halacha in more detail. The halacha can sometimes differ from community to community and from person to person. This topic is no different, so especially for this topic, please direct your personal questions to your rabbi. And I personally don't paskin a rule on any halacha, and I always encourage all of you to speak up and correct me if I misspeak. Now, regarding this topic, allow me to share a few ideas, introduction. The Maharal writes in Be'er HaGula, Be'er Chamishi, Chazal do not want us to behave like animals and focus and chase our physical pleasures, and this mitzvah is no different. But mitzvah's owner is to fulfill one's obligation to his wife, to bond with each other, make her happy emotionally and physically. It's not a selfish, animalistic act. It's the opposite. Hashem made this a mitzvah for us, and He joins us in this union with His holy name. He points out that some think, philosophers, that ona is a cherpa, it's a gnai, it's disgraceful, but he says they're wrong. It's not a lowly or negative act at all. Originally, when we were created, the Torah says, "V'lo yitboshashu," nothing to be embarrassed about. It's only a gnai when one only speaks, when only seeks for himself, his personal taiva and his desires. And he writes, quoting Mara Ava docheket et habasar, Hashem wants this union, but only when it's fueled and built on ahava. When love dominates the physical basar. And many point out that how one treats his wife or this mitzvah on some level defines his level of kedusha. Famous Gemara, Nida Lamed Aleph. Why is a Nida off limits for a week? To make one's wife precious and desired in his eyes. Psachim Ayin Bet. How does one merit having rich children? If one is Mekayim, Mechefze Shamayim and Chefze Ishto. What are Chefze Shamayim? Giving tzedakah to the Anim. And what is Chefze Ishto? It's making her happy with the Dvar Mitzvah of Tashmish. Darkei Tahara points out by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zitzal, that the preparation and approach and behavior beforehand is more important than the act itself. One has to show love, talk to his wife, hug and kiss. Igros Moshe writes also that it's in Evan Ezer Dalet Samach Vav, mitzvahs ona, included in it is also touching, hugging and kissing one's wife in order to make her happy and enjoy the experience. Okay. Next, I want to point out that most of the halachot, for the sake of simplicity, just to point out, there's a Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Kaf, so Chaf, that there are two basic approaches, just to make it real simple. Nothing's ever that simple, but there are two main opinions that are quoted. One is Rabbi Yochanan ben Havai, which is basically the approach of the Shulchan Aruch in many of our printed books. And the other approach is quoted, it's from the Chachamim, which is quoted from in the Rambam, Nisurei Bia, Kaf Aleph Tet, and also the Ramah and Evan Ezer, Kaf Aleph. And it's often, here, we'll get to that. Okay. Now, Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph and Kaf Aleph is the same, just not Kuf Aleph. Okay. Most of the halachot are the same according to both opinions. However, there are definitely some practical halachic differences on some of the se'ifim, and the mindset is definitely somewhat different. Again, depending which lenses you read them through, depends how different you think they are. I will just say in general, the halachot that apply to the respect of one's wife is essentially the same according to everyone. In general, if it's your personal attitude, that's where there's more of a difference between the two approaches. Okay, just a bit more. I'll quote, it's basically the words of Chachamim, it's also from the Rambam writes, Ishto shel Adam muteret hi lo. The wife of a man is mutter to her. Lafichach, therefore, kol ma she'adam rotze la'asot bi'ishto oseh. Whatever you want to do with your wife, you're allowed to do. And I urge you to look yourself, ask your Rav. And he continues, Midas chasidus though. Shelo yakel adam et rosho lakach. That a person should not lighten his head to this level, but he should be vishyak hadesh atzvo bishat tashmish. That he should elevate himself and make himself more holy with this act. Again, which halachot do you take with a grain of salt or not? That's for you to ask your Rav or to look beyond. Okay. One should not be too strict if it's not appropriate for oneself or one's spouse, because great damage and harm can be caused by being too strict. Just to point the words of Rav Pesin, it's hakol lefi ha'inyan, and every situation is different. Now, while the Shulchan Aruch's approach may be, there are two basic ways to approach the Shulchan Aruch. One is that it's considered ideal lechatchila to aspire to, and some will say, even lechatchila, it's not the ideal approach for anyone. Okay. And even the Shulchan Aruch's approach himself, obviously, it must be where they're happy and they are creating shalom bayit. It's to be appropriate for both. Again, the approach of the Shulchan Aruch that we started reading, it has two main aspects. One is intimacy, love, respect, and duty for each other. And the second part has a big element of abstinence and minimizing one's pleasure. So this is the second half, which is more debatable, more of a difference between the two different approaches. The more lenient approach, or chachamim, emphasizes more on that the enjoyment itself is mutter lechatchila. Quote Rav Moshe Tzuriel, who says, the chachamim Rambam's approach is probably the more popular, common, lemaisa, better approach for most people, depending on their level. I'll just quote what I heard once from my Rav, Rabbi Muskin, that intimacy with one's wife is a beautiful part of a marriage, and it bonds couples, strengthens relationships, and enhances shalom bayit. Okay, so again, it's all very individual, and one has to factor in one's own personal nature, level, background, environment, exposure on a day-to-day level, and each other's needs. Okay. Now we'll get back to inside. Just a quick review of Se'if Aleph, where we spoke about the number of times for mitzvah onah, just in case there's no misunderstanding. Those are the number of times in general where one is obligated to his wife. It doesn't talk about what's ideal or not ideal and how often so much. Just to quote Rav Kornfeld, B'Shem Debir Alacha, and Rav Pesin, B'Shem Igros Moshe, again, just for what it's worth, they say often twice a week is a recommended time. But it's completely individual, Lamaisa, it's completely individual and depends on a lot of different factors, one's needs, environment, age, exposure, health, and how often one's wife is Anida. Sometimes she's never Anida, or for years at a time. And it could be it's every couple weeks. And it just depends on, or less, it really depends on the situation. Okay. Yesterday we mentioned about B'nai Anusa and B'nai Moredit in Seif Gimel. So just to point out that Anusa is basically a one-time... what's the difference between the two? Because they're very, very similar. So it's basically, Anusa is when it's a one-time... Right now she refuses, and Moredit is when it's a more of a constant state where she has no interest in him anymore. Okay. All right, let's go to Dalit. Asurli stakel ba'oto makom. One is not allowed to look in the makom erva. Shekola misakel sham ein lo boshet panim. This person has no boshet panim. Be'over al v'hatznei alechet. And he is over hatznei alechet. Uma'avir abusha mi'al panav. And he removes busha from his face. Embarrassment. Shekola mitbayesh ein ochota. And a person who has embarrassment doesn't sin. Yichtiv. Uva'avur tiye yirato al p'neichem zo abusha levilti techatel. Ve'od ha'kamegar yitzahara benashe. So he says it's not good. Again, one can ask his rav on what's ideal for him. V'kol shekein ha'noshek sham, and certainly one who kisses over there. She'over al kol eila, you're over on all these things of busha and coming to sin. V'over also al bal teshaktsu et nafsho teichem. Okay, and okay. Hey, hu lamata v'hi lamala. Zoderach azut. If he's on the bottom and she's on top, that is azut or brazenness. Shimshu shneim ke'echad, zoderach ikesh. All right. Vav. Asur leshamish mitato bifnei ko adam imhu neor. One is not allowed to do tashmish with the other person if they're. You're not allowed to do it in front of anybody else who's awake who can see. Even just having a little tiny wall of a mechitza of 10 tfachim is insufficient. But in front of a baby who cannot speak, it's allowed to even though the baby's awake. If it's a house that has a room, has a sefer Torah, or chumashim ha'asuyim b'glila, or it's any books, they say. Any svarim, any holy books. Asur, any divrei Torah. Asur l'shamesh bo ad shiyah b'fanav mechitza. You need to have a mechitza. Okay. V'im yesh lo bayit acher. If you have another room. Asur ad shiyah tzienu. Then really, you should move it to the other room. So either you need to make a full mechitza if it's in the room for the svarim. Let's see if he continues. Right. So for a sefer Torah, it needs to be a proper mechitza. V'im yesh a mechitza of asara and it's covered is enough. V'im yesh bo tefillin or sefarim, but for this is referring to the last Torah and the Chumashim are referring to klaf. Here we're talking about tefillin and sefarim books. Afilo shel gemara, even a gemara book. Asur ad sheyitnem b'chli b'toch kli. So a sefer Torah needs a mechitza, but for Sfarim, it's enough to have a kli b'toch kli, a double covering. V'hu shelo yehe asheni meyuchad lehem. And it can't be where it's a meyuchad covering. One of them could be, but not the second one. And it's okay if it's on a desk and you just cover it up. That's also, doesn't have to mamish be a kli, but it needs to be covered. But if it's the miyuchad covering that they're always in, then you need, then it doesn't matter how many, it's not enough. It needs to have something extra. Right? That's if it's covered with a talit, we said that's okay.
But the sparim, the gerila, have to be taken out. You can't use a talit or kli, is that the implication?
If it's a proper sefer Torah, or a proper chumash that's on cloth with the Shem's name, so then it needs to have a mechitza, or be taken out.
So but it has to be like a mechitza or something blocking it.
That's if you have a sefer Torah in your bedroom. But in normal books, it just has to be a kli b'toch kli. Or you can put it inside a dresser, a cabinet, that's the size of a mikvah, the minimum, mem se'ah. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. So it's considered its own reshut. Okay, zayin. Lo yishamesh b'tchilat ha'layla ve'lo b'sofa. One should not do it in the beginning or the end of the night. Kedei shelo yishma kol b'nei adam v'yavo lachshav b'isha acheret ela b'emtza ha'layla. The chatchila, one should try and do it when there's less people around. So when it's quieter later in the night versus the early night.
This is applicable today.
So we'll ask Yerav. But the idea is we don't want people listening outside the room. It's a lack of tzvius. We don't want you to hear other women's voices in the hallway, and then you'll be thinking about other women. One must only be thinking about his wife. I got you. Our homes are very secure and quiet, and depends if there's kids right outside the doorway and listening or not. It depends. Hakol lefia inyan. Ask Yira. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah even says, and if the, for example, and if your Yetzihara is very strong and you need to do it, make sure the doors are closed, and any time is okay. As we'll see again also, coming up. I think it's in Yud Aleph. Lo yishamesh, we said that. Chet. Vishamesh be'ema u'be'yira. You should do it with trepidation. Kemo she'amru al Rabbi Eliezer, shehaya megale tefach u'mechase tefach v'doma kimi shekafa'o she'id. So this is the Shulchan Aruch following the more stricter approach in the Gemara, where he says, one should only reveal a tefach to do the act, and he should feel as if he's being attacked by a shade, or being forced by a shade. Perush, be'emo with fear. So what does this mean? It's an expression. Yesh mefarshim, what does it mean? Megale tefach u'mechase tefach, you only reveal a tefach, what does that mean? Shaloi, it doesn't mean literally that you just reveal a tefach, it means not to overly indulge in with feeling yourself beforehand. That this is done, it should be as if you have no choice. Right? So we mentioned already that according to Chachamim, this is not the correct approach. Or again, it depends how you learn it. Is it ideal, not ideal? Okay, ask your Rav. Everyone depends on his situation, and his time. V'yesh mefarshim megaleh tefach shebi'isha. One perush is you should only reveal one tefach of her clothing. Kolomar achshav megaleh otah litzorach tashmish ve'achshav mechaseh otah. Kolomar shelo haya ma'arich be'oto ma'aseh. So it actually does not mean literally how much to reveal. It means it should be for a short time. Should do it as quick as you can and move on. To do it quickly. So that's this perush. Yesh mefarshim. Last perush. Megalet tefach al esinar shahaito chageret bo. Sha'af pishatashmish haya metzricha lechogra megaleh rak tefach mimena. So here, this is the third perush where it says more literal of only removing a tefach of the clothing. And then cover it back up as soon as you can. The kulup perushe tanu v'tzarech baal nefesh lizaher bahem. And the Shulchan Aruch approves that this is the lechatchila ideal approach. Okay. However, you want to learn the Rambam where he says midas chasidus is ton sugya. Okay. Okay. Now, obviously, right. So there's another Gemara that says that really, it's even in halacha, where a person is not allowed to wear their clothing during Tashmish. Neither one of them are allowed to, unless both of them want them to wear their clothing. One could even force a divorce without a ketubah. We'll get to Evan Ezer, but if someone insists on wearing clothing and the other one demands that they don't. According to the Zohar, it writes that one should be, and many write also, one should be v'kirvat basar, it's better to be completely naked, and that's v'hayula basar echad in the chumash. So again, they're different approaches. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you could be Mekayim 100%, I don't know if it's 100%, but you could be Mekayim the Shulchan Aruch by having the covers, or the sheets covering the couple. Okay. Now, just to point out, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, there has to be a sense on some level of happiness and pleasure. Otherwise, it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of a mitzvah ona. You're not going to make your wife happy if she's not on board with you and you have this behavior together. And in general, it won't work either. If there's no happiness and no pleasure, the whole mitzvah won't work at all. Okay. So like I said, this is probably not the ideal approach, according to many. The question is it to what extent is it an ideal approach for everyone or just for individuals or for no one? That's also a discussion. Okay. Tet. Lo yisaper imah b'dvarim sheinam inyanei tashmish. One should not discuss things that are not related to on the tashmish. What's at hand? Lo bishat tashmish v'lo kodem lachin. Shelo yitein daito b'isha acheret. You shouldn't be discussing other issues, other women. And if it's inappropriate, then Chazal say that even in Olam Haba, they're going to remind them of what they spoke about. Even speaking what one man speaks to his wife, magidilo bishat hadin. Now, this is not referring to speech that is going to enhance and make the two of you happy during Tashmish. That's not what it's referring to. Yud. Im haya lo kaas ima asur l'shamesh ad shifaisena. If the two of you got upset and angry at each other, you are not allowed to be with her until you make her happy. V'yachol l'saper ima kodem tashmish kedei l'ratzota. And you can speak as much as you want before in order to make her happy. Asur l'shamesh l'or aner af al pi shema afil b'talito. L'chitchil etz asur in general to do tashmish to the bright light, haga, when the lights are on, haga. Aval imose mechitza gavoa. What? Not even a bright light. I correct. When the lights are on. Tase sheila. Ask your rav how this applies to you if you have a different for your circumstances. Aval imose mechitza gavoa asara lifnei aner. He says, but if you make a mechitza that's tall enough of 10 that helps to block out the light, alpha pi shehaor nira derech hamechitza kegon shehivsit besadin shari. So the Rama is more makel if you're covered up with if the light is covered up on some level with a curtain or with the sheets. Hagam armina hatam the shari keshekofe kli al aner, and if you cover up the candle, it's okay. Ve'im utar lasot mechitza zo b'shabbat. Discuss it later. V'chein asur l'shamish b'yom, and therefore it's asur to do tashmish during the day. He writes, "Ala imkein hu bayit afel, unless the room is dark." Haga, Rama writes, "V'tal min chacham ma'afil b'talito v'shari," and the tal min chacham is allowed to do it during the day when there's a need for him, because he's going to cover up his light. He's going to cover up the talis. He's going to use a sheet to cover himself up. And the idea is that we don't want your wife to be embarrassed. And again, kol ifya inyan, we don't want your wife to be embarrassed or for you to see anything that's that would make her less appealing to you. So this is really meant to be for the couple's own benefit. Yurbet. Asur l'shamesh mitato b'shnei ra'avon ela chasuchei vanim. Perush mishein lo banim. When there's a serious drought, then one should not be mishamesh with his wife unless he doesn't have children yet. V'huadin b'shar tzarot shehen kira'avon. And so too in serious times of tzar. Okay. Yud Gimel. Achsanai asur l'shamesh. When you're a guest in someone's house, he writes, asur to have tashmish with one's wife. However, v'im yichadu lo yishto bayit mutar. But if you have your own private room that no one's going to walk in on you while you're doing tashmish, then it's mutar. But you should make sure you use your own sheets or towel or something so that you don't get his sheets dirty. You dalit. Shechavat hazera hukoa haguf imor heinayim. The seed of a man is his strength, and it gives him eyesight. V'kol zman shteitze biyoter haguf kalev v'chayav ovdin. And if you use it too much, it weakens you health-wise. And it can make you, age come on you faster. And it can weaken you. And other unhealthy things, again, I don't know about, I'm not an expert in these fields. And it can cause your hair to fall out. Usar zakano v'shechi, usar aglav rave, v'shinav noshrot. I'm actually a dentist, but I'm not familiar with teeth falling out. But it's the idea of a harbe ke'evim chutz me'elu ba'im alav, and it causes much pain. Amru chacharim chachmei harofim, the expert doctors have said, echad me'elef met mishar cholaim, ve'elef mirov tashmish. Adam. So he writes, it should not be overdone. Okay. Alright, I'll just point out, Darchei Torah also points out, B'shem Mekobalim, ideally one could kiss his wife during the actual bia, and one should be completely finished before leaving, not to waste seed. And one should not get up from his bed immediately, so that you don't make your wife feel used, but you have to make her feel loved. Tetvav, lo yivol v'hu savea oraev. One should not do it when he's overly full or overly hungry. Ala kishitachel amazon shemeav, when you already had some digestion pass. V'lo yivol meumad v'lo meyushav. He says one shouldn't do it standing or sitting. V'lo meveit hamerchatz, not in the bathhouse, v'lo b'yom shenichnas l'merchatz, not on the day that he goes in, v'lo b'yom hakaza, not when you are bloodletting, because you might pass out and it's dangerous. V'lo b'yom yitziyel aderech, v'lo b'yom min aderech, v'lo lifneim, v'lo l'achareim. And you shouldn't do it on the day you travel, on the day you come back, not the day before, not the day after. So many point out that, again, a kol lefi ha'inyan, especially, for example, on this issue, this is an example, that it depends. They also say it depends if you're actually walking, and you have to exert yourself on the derech, or if you're just sitting in a plane or a car where there's no physical exertion. And some say, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to on the day that you travel, even if you're walking. It's just, here he's giving you medical advice, but mi'ikar adin, one's allowed to, and it's actually a mitzvah to do it. It's a mitzvah to do it on the night before you travel, but it could also be that if the two of you want, you can do it two nights before you travel. The point is there is a specific obligation and a mitzvah to do it before you travel. Usually we say it's the night before. But okay. Ted Zayin. Hamashamish mitato mita shetinok yashen alea oto tinek nichpe. One has tashmish with a baby next to him on his bed. It's not healthy for the baby. However, listen to the caveats. V'lo amran, it's only a problem when, eladolo ave barshata, when he's less than a year old. Don't worry about a baby on your bed if he's more than a year old. It's only a problem if he's by the feet. But if it's by the head, no problem. That's if you're not putting your hands on him. But if you have your hands on him, it's not a problem. Yudzayin. Mita shiyashin ba im ishto tzarich shtehirosha margaliotea zele tzafon vezele darom. Again, we discussed this earlier, that the bed of a wife, so in the Shulchan Aruch he writes, the head should be to the north, and the feet should be to the south, or vice versa. And many write that pre Kabbalah, it should be the exact opposite, it should be east and west. So basically, whatever you do is okay. Okay, I think that ends this, and we'll stop. We'll do Shabbos tomorrow.